adverbs make life interesting. They capture something interesting about life. And so, you know, if you were reading a book and the author didn't use adverbs, you'd probably be bored out of your gourd. They capture the heart of the action and the matter. And so, for example, think about how exciting this is when I use an adverb in this sense. Father Yurok says mass quickly. He preaches briefly. Now that's exciting. It's also science fiction. Who said that? Adverbs also help us to kind of maybe give us a window into the soul of an individual and into the heart of life. So a mother embraces her son tenderly or lovingly. So as adverbs help us to understand and capture the deeper part and deeper meaning of life, so they do the same when it comes to the manifestation of the Word made flesh, as we read in the Gospels. And so what do we hear in the Gospels? Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two fishermen, Simon and Andrew, casting their nets into the sea. He said, "Come after me. I will make you fishers of men." And at once, or immediately, they left their nets and followed him. Then he continued on, and he saw two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were mending their nets in the boat. He called them, and immediately they left their father and the boat and followed him. The adverb that Matthew uses immediately is very intentional. He's making a point, and he's giving us a glimpse into the interior life of the apostles and the way in which Christ starts and then grows his church. His Christ's mode of operating, you might say. So how was it that James and John, you know, they're with their father, they're business owners, part of their father's business. They hear a few words, and they leave their father and the business and follow him. What was going on that could bring about such an immediate and almost urgent type of response? It seems crazy. Well, what are some of the possibilities that they would make such a radical, and maybe even what appears to be reactive choice? Well, one possibility for the urgent decision could have been that fear was involved. So a sense of urgency out of fear. If they didn't do this, something bad was going to happen to them. But there doesn't really appear to be anything fearful in Jesus' call or invitation to these apostles. And moreover, Christ really never uses fear to motivate people unless he's dealing with people who have hardened hearts. Then, you know, as he is addressing the scribes and Pharisees, he does bring that out and uses that as a legitimate way to move individuals. So if he's not motivating, if the urgency and the quick response wasn't motivated out of fear, then what was it motivated? What's another possibility? I think it really boils down to attraction. They were attracted and drawn to Christ. One of the early church fathers talks about, in a commentary on this passage, of how when they saw him, there was something so beautiful, so radiant about him, that they knew instantly, immediately, that they had to leave everything and follow him. Something about this invitation caught these fishermen. The immediacy of the way in which they responded also gives us an understanding into how, as I was mentioning early, Christ works. So on the one side, It helps us to understand how the apostles were moved. They were attracted. But that how Christ works, how God works by attracting. It's beautiful to think about that our God calls us not by coercion, not by fear, not by force, but ultimately, firstly, and primarily by attracting us, by drawing us. He delights us, and we're attracted. You know, Pope Francis has been trying to bring home this truth in these first months of his pontificate regarding the joy of the gospel. In fact, that's the title of his first pastoral and teaching document, Evangelii Gaudium, the joy of the gospel. In the first words of his document that he writes, the joy of the gospel fills the hearts and lives of all who encounter Christ. The joy of the gospel fills the hearts and lives of those who encounter Christ. So what's joy about? Joy is everything in which we are attracted to. We're made for joy. And so everything that promises joy, we're drawn to it. We get confused at times, though, right? Because joy and pleasure are two different things. And sometimes we can be confused, and we think we see something that attracts us. It's a pleasure, whatever form it might come under, but it really doesn't satisfy. It doesn't give the joy. So whatever we do in life, we choose it because there's an attraction to doing that particular action, and so forth, we desire it. And that's how God calls us at the depths of our being. You know, think about even eternal life. We talk about, you know, the term, the beatific vision. That's what's waiting for us all for all of us in heaven. It's the beautiful vision. It's basically the vision of joy. So we're made for this. And since we're made for this, this is how God works as he begins his church, as he first calls his apostles, as he draws new members. Pope Francis in that same document says that the church brings in new members by attracting them. By attracting them. So what does that mean for us as a parish? Well, a parish needs to be a place where we encounter and are attracted by Christ. Where we continuously rediscover the joy of the gospel. That's what it's all about. As a community. And that we encounter Christ and we rediscover him and we delight in him through the experiences of hospitality, through the experience of deeper prayer, through the opportunities of formation, and through the service that we carry out. These are all types of encounters in which Christ attracts us and draws us deeper and deeper into his love as a people of God. He saw two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. He called them. They left the boat and their father and immediately followed him.